former Atlanta Falcons quarterback and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are we doing?
We are doing good. I'm sure you're doing good after another Falcons win, right? Three in a row, and this time taking out the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, anytime you can win three division games in a row, that gets you a good feeling, especially early on in the season. Lost that first game and kind of stumbled out of the blocks, but since have won three of four and four of five now, so you like where you stand, but obviously it's a long way to go yet, and got a good Seattle team coming in here this weekend. Then you got a red hot Tampa team that you just barely got by last week, so it doesn't get any easier.
Well, let's talk about that performance a little bit, Dave. It was interesting to me that both these teams obviously running the ball in the second half at a very good clip. I looked at Goforth with about 12 minutes left in the game, and I said, the next person that throws this ball is going to be making a mistake. And sure enough, they try to throw the ball. A.J. Terrell gets his hands on it. You see our running game continue to kind of take over. Talk us through the running game, what you saw, what allowed this team to be dominant with two backs there in the second half and really put this game away.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do, Mike, you could speak to this as well as I can as far as the run game goes. You get the confidence going. You get those guys, those big guys up front, and they come off the ball. They know they're not going to have to pass protect. They just come off the ball and get after people. And, you know, let's face it, they were missing some guys up front. Derrick Brown not being in the defensive line, Jadeveon Clowney not coming off the edge, and Shaq Thompson not sitting in the middle. You take advantage of situations, you know. It's matchups are a big part of what this game is about, whether it's throwing the football or running the ball. And I thought Atlanta had some advantages in matchups. I think that it took a little bit for Zach Robinson. He probed a little bit to see, you know, what they had. I know we threw the ball early on, and I'm probably had some people cringing a little bit at the Falcon fans because you were getting some good run game going. In fact, I can't remember us having a negative running play, especially early on. It seemed like every time we ran, it was 4, 5, 6 yards. And so he settled into, let's pound him. You know, let's get after him. And I think that, you know, you can speak to that. Offensive linemen being able to just come off the ball together and go get people as opposed to having to sit and catch in pass protection has to be a confidence builder. And I thought that their confidence grew and grew and grew. And then the backs, the more opportunities you get to carry it, you know, people talk about backs get stronger as the game goes along. That's not true. What happens is you wear the other team down defensively, but the backs begin to get in a rhythm just like a quarterback does. And I'm sure offensive linemen, Mike, I mean, I assume you guys get in a rhythm up front to be able to come off the ball together and kind of feeling and seeing things the right way and stuff, catching maybe some of their run blitzes and stuff if you see them enough times. Like seeing a pitcher the third time through. I think it's very similar.
Arch, I think with Ruka Rororo getting some playing time, he's been playing well. Him and Grady, we saw them next to each other. But let's talk about Nate Landman and his addition. He had 8 tackles yesterday. He actually had 2 forced fumbles, and we didn't recover them. But I felt like other than that drive in the third quarter or maybe early in the fourth quarter where A.J. makes interception, I thought you did some good things as in your run defense to kind of slow down Chuba Hubbard, who has been on fire as of late.
I felt like Nate brought a stack and shed mentality as a linebacker. I feel like that, you know, Caden, who's really quick and can run, Caden Ellis, he runs around blocks and kind of causes problems because of his speed and his quickness. Landman is more of a guy that's going to take on blocks and stuff things. And so it creates it kind of boggles up the hole a little bit. There's not clean holes to run through. And I think Landman created some of that. And then I thought, like you're talking about, you know, the defensive front, especially what Wes, and give Wes credit, he called them the Tiger Twins. I think it's a good one. Aurora and Grady Jarrett in there. I thought they played really stout at the point of attack. Now, we still got pushed around a little bit, but I thought it helped some that you did what you could do, and that's get out to a lead and take them out of their game plan to be able to run the football. I think that when you can get leads like we had, and we had developed that lead there in the second half, they had to get away from the run game a little bit. And when you look at the numbers, they ran for a different chunk. I think they were, 115 yards on the ground, which is not a ton. They ran a little over 4 yards a carry, but they had to get away from it some. They had to get they start throwing the football because Kirk Cousins and that offense and that run game for the Falcons put a lot of pressure on them and scored points. So, but I think there's some improvement there. I think that's something they're going to have to continue to work on because they did get gashed, especially a couple of drives there late in the game where they got the run game going a little bit, but had to get away from it to throw the football to try to climb back in the game. But I think there's some steady improvement there. There's still a ways to go, though.
We have former Atlanta Falcons QB and analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer, on the line with us. Dave, when it comes to Kyle Pitts, what do you like about the season that he's been putting together so far? I know he wasn't targeted a ton, but he did have 3 receptions for 70 yards in that win. But we were also discussing here earlier just the other ways that he's been able to impact the game.
I thought Kyle had a really good game blocking. Certainly when you run the football to the tune we did, almost 200 yards, should have been over 200 yards had Kirk got kneeled down on the ball at the end of the game. We've been over 200 yards rushing. Anytime you put 200 yards on somebody in an NFL game, you have kicked their ass. There's no question about it up front. And it's not just the offensive line, which a great deal of it is, but you've got to have your tight ends blocking. And I thought both guys blocked extremely well. And I thought Kyle had some key blocks on the perimeter that we're able to spring the two backs. So I thought he did a good job there. The thing I liked about Kyle in the pass game is he was available and ready when the ball came. I think that he probably has kind of been searching as, okay, what is my identity in the passing game? The ball doesn't come my way sometimes, and sometimes it's late before it gets there. I thought last week, Kirk got him involved early on. He was real aggressive, and he was very good in the passing game. He didn't get targeted early on in this game. Now, he makes a huge play on a corner route. They drop coverage on him, and Kirk finds him, and he's ready, and he makes the play. And I think that's something that says something about him, too, is his continued maturity of saying, hey, if I don't get the ball early on, I'm still going to be available and be a viable player that can make a play that can change the game later on, even though I don't see the football. I got to be I could be workmanlike here and be a part of the run game. But when the ball comes, I'm gonna do damage, and that makes it tougher to defend Atlanta. You know, when you start talking about all the guys that can catch the football, if Kyle's going to be one of those kind of guys that all of a sudden in the third quarter he gets 3 or 4 passes or catches a big one to win the game, then that makes it difficult for all teams to prepare for them offensively. So I think Kyle continues to mature as a player. But he certainly was a difference maker in the run game, I thought, yesterday.
Arch, how hard is it to go on the road against a division rival and win going away like the Falcons did yesterday? I know that they were missing guys. We were missing guys, too. But I think, you know, some of the things I read and see, it feels like some people don't understand the reality of going on the road in the NFL and winning by double digits.
Man, just winning games in this league is hard, Bo. It's just you know, just to win games in your own building, let alone go in somebody else's building. There's a pride factor that kicks in guys. These are NFL players. All these guys that are in the league for a reason. I know that there's some guys that are starters, and then there's guys that step in to fill roles when guys go down, like both teams had to do yesterday. But, man, when you go into an NFL building, you know, they circle the wagons, and it's difficult. It's a difficult scenario, and it's hard to explain, but, you know, different weekends are different matchups. There are different things that they do well that you might not do well, and so you've got to cover your blemishes up and make sure that they can't get to some of their best stuff. And I thought Atlanta did some of that in this game. And this is a team that continues to mature, too, because it's a young team. There's some veteran players that are sprinkled in, but it's a young team that's kind of growing and learning who they are. And I thought that they continue to do that from their preparation standpoint to get ready. You had to get rid of those 2 games that you just won in 4 days. There were emotional wins in your own building against the 2 teams that a lot of people feel like you've got to beat to win the division. And here's Carolina, team struggling. Well, you come in, they give you a couple of punches. They punch you pretty good early on, but you hung in there and just kind of overwhelmed them. And think about it. Atlanta was 4 for 8 in the red zone. Now, one of them was the kneel down at the end of the game. They were 4 for 8 in the red zone, and you still won by double digits. If you take care of business in the red zone and they continue to get better down there, I mean, you're going to start stepping on people and putting a lot of points on the board. So let's hope that continues to blossom. But, yeah, it's you know, you can talk to your blue in the face about how difficult it is to win in this league and go on the road and win games each weekend. And I know Mike fights that battle each and every day on you guys' show, but it's just what it is. And people just people got to take our word for it.
I fight a lot of battles on this show, Arch. There's no doubt about it.
Most of them he's losing. Hey, real quick.
A lot of it has to do with that guy that's on next to you and his feet don't touch the floor
there
when
ain't
you talk
no doubt
to him,
about it, man.
Depends on how the chair's setting up.
Sure.
Look, A.J. Terrell, real quick. A.J. Terrell breaks a drought, and then the heads-up play by Clark Phillips, the slide down after his first career interception.
Well, the Terrell play explains itself. I mean, A.J.'s been battling. He dropped one, I think, the weekend before. He was really upset with himself. He dropped the interception last weekend. So he gets this one. It's a really good play where he undercuts the throw, and it was a huge moment in the game. Atlanta needed a stop, and he got it. He made the play, veteran play. The Clark Phillips play is an amazing play because Clark is he's a young player. He's a ball hawk. He's been targeted some because he's a little bit smaller, things like that, but he's a guy that wants to hit you in the mouth. The interception, he could have easily walked. That was his first career interception. He could have easily taken it back. And think about that as a career moment. My first interception is a 45-yard return for a touchdown. He understood the moment, and that's Jerry Gray teaching him how to play corner. He slides down inside the 5-yard line. Now the defense doesn't have to go back on the field, and Jerry told me a story after the game real quickly that he was in a moment like that where there was a guy that intercepted a pass and returned for a touchdown, and they've been talking about, let's not return, let's just get down on the ground, let's end the game. They had to go back out on the field the next series, and the starting free safety blew his knee in the next series. And it was a meaningless series at the end of the game in a game he was playing in. So those are things that they talk about as DBs. So Clark gets all the credit for actually understanding the moment and doing it right in the moment. But that's something Jerry's talked to him about. And Jerry Gray, one of the really good DBs, was number one draft pick out of Texas, played for the Rams. I played against Jerry. He's a really good player. Those are things those guys are getting taught. And I thought that Clark standing up and doing what he was supposed to do in that moment, very unselfish play right there. All the coaches we were talking to getting ready to go down the elevator said, man, I'd have taken it in. That was a career moment right there.
Same.
Yeah, I was with him too.
I told Goforth, I'd have gritted. I'd have acted a fool on that thing.
Yeah, it was a very unselfish play by Clark.
That's a great story and a great inside information coming from you, Arch. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tiff. Take care.